You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
Hello dear friends, this is Radio Belarus International with the latest news on Belarus. Briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko slams 3-minute speaking rule at UN events. MP Belarus-Vietnam build up long-term strategic partnership. Deputy Premier, Belarusian food products are recognized around the world. And now about these other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. At the World Climate Summit in Baku, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko criticized the time limit on speeches. It is almost impossible to say something meaningful in 3 minutes. Due to the bureaucratic regulation of speech by the UN Secretariat, I will have to limit myself to a few sentences, the head of state said. Heads of state are encouraged to limit their national statements to 3 minutes at the World Leaders Climate Action Summit. Alexander Lukashenko explained his position in a brief interview with journalists after the speech. He praised the organization of the summit hosted by Azerbaijan this year. It is the only thing that can be assessed positively. It is very expensive, however, he said. Asked about his overall impression of the summit, the president said, "Very bad. I had to cut my speech into this because the bureaucracy of the UN Secretariat makes everything useless. What can you say in 3 minutes? Everyone reports on how great they are, but in fact it has gotten worse. I named 3 wars that pollute the atmosphere. Houthis are destroyed there for unknown reasons. There is a war in the Middle East, there are possibilities of other countries to be involved, and there is a war in Ukraine. I have named only the major ones. There are more than 50 ongoing conflicts today. This pollutes the atmosphere in the first place. I spoke about it in Dubai at the previous summit a year ago.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
The status of the agreements reached at the level of heads of state and parliaments was reviewed during a web-based meeting between the Working Group on Cooperation with the Parliament of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam of the National Assembly of Belarus and Vietnamese parliamentarians. The parties also discussed the plans for inter-parliamentary interaction for 2025, including exchange of visits, facilitating the entry into force of the visa waiver agreement, developing inter-regional cooperation. While discussing the development of interaction between our parliaments, we have agreed with our Vietnamese colleagues to hold a number of joint events that relate to memorializing of prominent figures of Vietnam and Belarus, preserving historical memory, friendship and mutual assistance between our peoples that have existed since the Soviet times. Deputy Chairman of the Standing Commission on International Affairs of the House of Representatives, Oleg Diachenko, noted. Nowadays, this topic is very relevant since Belarus and Vietnam are building up long-term strategic, economic, political and humanitarian partnership. It is very important for us to facilitate this work at the inter-parliamentary level, he said.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Belarus is demonstrating continuous progress in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, Belarusian First Deputy Economy Minister Andrei Kartun said as he presented a report on the country's achievements in sustainable development in the economic sector at the Council for Sustainable Development meeting. Belarus ranks 30th out of 167 countries in the SDG performance rankings. An unconditional priority is to improve the quality of life of our citizens. Unemployment is at a record low level of 3.5%. Created jobs secure decent and stable incomes. In 2023, real wages increased by 11%. Inter-regional differentiation is decreasing. Purchasing power is growing and the housing provision level is one of the highest in the CIS. The state actively invests in infrastructure development and creates opportunities for self-realizing in any part of our country, the first deputy economy minister said. More than 40 kindergartens and 30 schools, 12 sports and recreation centers, 80 healthcare facilities, 552 water desalinization stations, and 51 water intake wells have been built or reconstructed over the past 3 years. About 5,000 kilometers of local roads and 12 bridges were repaired. New production facilities are set up in regions and large commercial investment projects are implemented. According to Andrei Kartun, doing business is an important point of economic growth. Today, every third job is created in SMEs. In his report, the Belarusian First Deputy Economy Minister paid special attention to the promotion of the Made in Belarus brand. Belarus has a lot to offer to foreign markets. Innovative engineering, high-quality food products, unique amino acids and mixed fodder, medicines, petrochemical products and many more. For example, food exports exceeded $7 billion in 2023 and already reached $6 billion in January-September 2024, Andrei Kartun said.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Work to expand sales markets and increase the range of products sold in foreign markets is ongoing, and there are positive results. Belarusian Deputy Agriculture and Food Minister Vadim Shagoyko said at a press conference. The export geography covers more than 100 countries. Every year we expand a range of products supplied to certain markets, he said. Exports of food and agricultural raw materials in 2022 exceeded $8 billion, a record high. The message from the head of state to aim at $9 billion in food export has been conveyed to all producers. The production programs were revised, emphasis was placed on increasing the output of high-margin products. We have growth annually. We're always on the lookout for new markets, including premium ones. The results that we have this year show that the strategy has been chosen correctly. Exports are growing. This year we are focused on performing at the level of the peak year of 2022. Everyone is focused on the task, Vadim Shagoyko stressed.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
A total of 10.3 million tons of grain, including rapeseed, has been threshed in Belarus. Belarusian Deputy Agriculture and Food Minister Vladimir Grakun told the press conference. According to Vladimir Grakun, the ability of Belarusian farmers to make the best use of the accumulated experience in changing weather conditions helps them get stable harvests. This year is no exception. Grain figures have increased. In general, some 10.3 million tons of grain, including rapeseed, has been threshed in the country. The promises we made at the beginning of the season have been fulfilled. We have added almost 100,000 oil seeds of rapeseed, and also we have cropped 5 million tons of sugar beet and provided our population with fruit and vegetable products, he said. Today, Belarusian food products, apples, vegetables, potatoes are available in all stores. Reserves have been made to ensure that food products are available in the country almost until the new harvest. Here, all the credit goes to our agricultural workers who implement technologies developed by the National Academy of Sciences and get wonderful harvests. Vladimir Grokun said.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Belarusian food products are well known for their high quality around the world. Belarus is a major food exporter to Russia, Africa and Southeast Asia, Belarusian Deputy Prime Minister Yuri Shuleika told the media on the sidelines of the 30th edition of the International Wholesale Trade Show Prod Expo 2024. Yuri Shuleika, who is responsible for the agricultural sector, emphasized that he is proud to open such a large-scale event, which showcases the achievements of the country's agricultural industry. According to him, Prod Expo is a great opportunity to discuss plans for the next year, to determine the development trends and study the demand in domestic and foreign markets. This large-scale exhibition will continue to grow. Today we can announce that next year's exhibition will be held in a completely different format, the Deputy Prime Minister said. The National Exhibition Center, the construction of which is on the home stretch, will become a great exhibition venue.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Chairman of the Republican Council of the Belarusian Union of Officers, Sergei Bobrikov, announced his decision to withdraw from the presidential election campaign. I must say that the decision was difficult, but the arguments are weighty. I am not only a member of the Supreme Political Council of the Belarus Party, which supported my candidacy, but also a member of the Belarusian Union of Officers, chairman of its Republican Council. These circumstances impose even greater responsibilities on me before the people who nominated me, Sergei Bobrikov said. Since the registration, the initiative group has received numerous letters from officers. They literally say, "Today our country is going through a very difficult time. In order to ensure the cohesion of the officer corps, to prevent ambiguity among the military, I made the decision to withdraw," Sergei Bobrikov said.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
You are listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese, and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational, and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Mohylov region. Welcome to Belarus. Mohylov region lies in the eastern part of Belarus and borders on Russia. The region has a really glorious history. The cities, such as Mohylov, Krychev, and Mstislavl, are known from the 12th and 13th centuries. Like the rest of Belarus, the Mohylov land was many times the arena of fierce battles, and only monuments remind us now of those times. Near the village Lesnaya, there is a memorial complex commemorating the 200th anniversary of the Russian army's victory over the Swedes, a chapel and a museum. Like Minsk, Mohylov was greatly destroyed during the last war. However, some monuments have remained. While touring around the city, you can see an outstanding archaeological monument of the 16th century, Zamchishe, St. Nicholas Monastery, and also St. Stanislav Cathedral, where you can enjoy beautiful sounds of organ music. Not long ago, an unusual square appeared in Mohylov, the Square of Astronomer. His bronze figure stands by a huge 7-meter-long telescope pointed towards the sky, ready for new discoveries. It is not only a sculpture, but an original sun clock. The dwellers of the city say that at night, the beam of light coming out of the telescope can be seen from space. Annually, Mohylov hosts two wonderful events. Festival of Retro Music, Zolotoy Schlager, Golden Hit, is held in November, and the Festival of Church Music, Mahutny Bozhe, the Almighty God, in August. So, dear listeners, visit this splendid region, and it will bring you a lot of wonderful and unforgettable impressions. Welcome to Belarus.
Music Box.
Время все быстрее, календарь листает. Жизнь роман читает, новая глава. Счастье в чужом доме долгим не бывает, говорила мама и была права. Не бери чужого, даже и случайно. Не бери чужого, не люби тайком. Горькая расплата за такую тайну. Горькая расплата ждет тебя потом. Не бери чужого, даже и случайно. Чужого не люби тайком. Горькая расплата за такую тайну. Горькая расплата ждет тебя потом. Если в твоем сердце он, а с ним другая, убегай подальше и себе скажи. Счастье в чужом доме долгим не бывает, от такого счастья лучше откажись. Не бери чужого, даже и случайно. Не бери чужого, не люби тайком. Горькая расплата за такую тайну. Горькая расплата ждет тебя потом. Не бери чужого, даже и случайно. Не бери чужого, не люби тайком. чаша горькая, чаша горькая, выпита до дна. Счастье полное, если вольное, счастье долгое, и судьба одна. Не бери чужого даже и случайно, не бери чужого, не люби тайком. Горькая расплата за такую тайну, горькая расплата ждет тебя потом. Не бери чужого даже и случайно, не бери чужого, не люби тайком. Горькая расплата за такую тайну, горькая расплата ждет тебя потом.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
Талисман мой, ты всегда рядом, милая моя. Греешь сердце влюбленным взглядом, нежная моя. Мне никого в жизни больше не надо, только ты одна. Только ты одна, только ты одна. Верная ты моя женщина, нежная, добрая, милая. Жизнь моя яркая, светлая. Ты моя любимая женщина. Верная ты моя женщина. Нежная, добрая, милая. Жизнь моя яркая, светлая. Ты моя любимая женщина. Все, что имею, все отдаю я за любовь твою. Вечную верность, ласку и нежность все тебе дарю. Знаю, никто никогда не заменит мне любовь твою. Мне любовь твою, мне любовь твою. Верная ты моя женщина. Нежная, добрая, милая. Ты моя женщина, нежная, добрая, милая. Жизнь моя яркая, светлая. Ты моя любимая женщина. Нежная, добрая, милая. Жизнь моя яркая, светлая. Ты моя любимая женщина. Верная ты моя женщина.